lines in the bottom of Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan had a machlokes by an Eber she'ein alav basar karoi, whether it's metame or not. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, I'm sorry. Take it, whether it another is megaleach or not. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, and Rish Lakish said, yes. So the Gemara asks now, hi Eber menamei sechi dami. This Eber menamei that Rish Lakish says that a nazir is megaleach, what is the case? Either is be'etzim kaseira, my time is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan makes it sound that it wouldn't be megaleach even to touch. If there's etzim kaseira, there should be megaleach to touch. We do less be'etzim kaseira. If there's no etzim kaseira, my time is Rish Lakish. There's no etzim kaseira, there's no basa karoi, so why in the world should this be metama? Amalek Rish Lakish lailam de less etzim kaseira. There is no etzim kaseira. When it comes to touch, the Torah says, since it's a complete Aver, even though it's not Basa Karoi, and even though it's not an Etzim Kaseira, which means it's an Aver of a very small baby, still the Torah says that it's Metame to touch. Now, where does he see that? The Tanya. Now, in order for him to see that, we go through a Pasuk that deals with what's Metame Bayo, and then we go through another Pasuk that talks about what's Metame B'maga B'masa. Netanya. It says in the Pasuk, B'chela she'yiga apnei asada, I'm going to read the whole Pasuk, anything that touches on the face of the earth, of the field. B'chalau cherev, B'chalau cherev, killed by a sword. I'm a mace, I'm a etzim adam, I'm a cover. Yit mashivas yemen. So we dash in that Pasuk. Apnei asada, the word apnei, tells us that it's not under a structure, but that amal apnei a mace. That's ayo, somebody on top of a mace. That ayo, that a mace is metame b'ayo. Bechalau, ze'ever, what does he do? Ve'ever, hanechlau menachai. Chalau means killed. But it's not referring to a whole dead person, because if it's a dead metame b'ayo, why do we have to say ever? Ever is part of, if it's a dead person, I'm sorry. If it says ever, it wouldn't have to say a whole dead, I'll take it back. Ze'ever, hanechlau menachai. If it's a whole body, that's mace. So obviously, we're talking about one limb that was severed from a living person. So that Aver is nechlau, is a chalau. B'yeshloi la'al sarucha, but it's enough to heal. So that Aver would be metame b'ayo. Cherev, what is the word cherev? What difference does it make to me if he's killed by a sword, or if he's killed by anything else, or he's not killed? To tell me that the sword that touches the dead body gets the level of tumma of the dead body, machloikas rishaynim, whether this is only by metal or by all things besides earthenware. That is a limb of a dead person. Right? We had the limb of a living person, and now we have the limb of a dead person, but again, a limb that has basar karoi. Oyba etzim adam, ze roiva atzamas. That is a quarter of a kav of bones that consists of fragments of right minyan and right binyan. That's what we said last week. Ibe kever, that kever sasam. And I want to spend a moment again reviewing the difference between tumah ritzutza and kever sasam. These are two separate halachas. One is tumah ritzutza and one is kever sasam. And they're different. Tumah ritzutza is one has an ayol that there's no opening of a tefach between the mace and that ayol. Therefore, the ayol does not block the tumah, and the tumah jumps through it. It goes through it, right above the mace, but it doesn't go anywhere else, meaning it doesn't spread throughout the whole ayol. It's right above the mace. The ayol accomplished nothing. It's as if the ayol is not there. Ignore the ayol, and therefore the guy who's on top is leaning on top of a mace, which would mean if a guy had a casket, did not have a tefach of airspace between the body and the top of the casket, and it was in a room that it would be, everybody in that room would become tamei because there is no oil for all practical purposes. Tumah ritzutza is because of oil. I don't know. I can't even say that. Maybe not. It just goes straight up. I don't know if it would go to the whole room. I'm not sure. But that's not the point here. It goes straight up. But it doesn't spread to the sides of the casket. Just above the mace. Kever Sassam is a totally different halacha. It is a halacha where there is a tefach of airspace above the mace, Because if there wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a kaver tzatzim. And it seals to all sides. So there's a lot of like, and that kaver becomes a pool of muck. And the time of oil is the whole kaver. The whole kaver is not oil. That's what happens. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please? Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm sorry, you're coming across gravel. Can you redial, please, into the system again?
No.
I thought it was my phone. I think we lost him.
Yeah, well, maybe he's redialing.
So that's Kaver Tzatzim. Now, the next line, the Amar Mar, Tosfos says it's not necessary. The Rush doesn't seem to have it, because we're not dealing with Tumah Ritzutza. The next line, which is the first line in Nandala Medalov, talks about Tumah Ritzutza, but we're not dealing with Tumah Ritzutza, we're dealing with Kaver Tzatzim, which is a different halacha. So Tosfos, in the last Tosfos in the Amud Beis, says, B'chdi'ai says, brought for no reason. The Rush doesn't quote that piece of Gemara. So I don't know if he didn't have it, or he just didn't bother telling you that it's not necessary. My guess is the first, that he didn't have this line. So Amar, Tumah Bekas V'Oila Bekas V'Yeredes, it's spread up and down. That is that walk of Tumah Ritzutza, which Tyson says doesn't have to be brought here, but we're not talking about that. That's by oil. The things we listed are Matama by oil. Bilu Gabi Negia, there's another pasuk that talks about touching, not oil. Amar Yehuda, Tanya, we have a brisa. And the pasuk, I'm going to read the whole pasuk. Pasuk says, So what does that mean? Zok de Braisa, Tanya. Hanegeya be'etzem oy b'chalol. What does Aleph add? V'chulu. Be'etzem ze etzem kaseira. That's etzem kaseira. It's not metame b'ayo. It's only metame b'maga b'masa. So therefore the pasuk says, Hanegeya be'etzem. That's something that's not Matama Bayo. It doesn't belong in the Pasuk of Bayo, but it's in the Pasuk of Maga. I'm a Cholo. What is Cholo? Now we have Cholo by Ayo. And by Ayo we said, Chol meant a Haver Menachai that has Pasuk Lala Sarucha. So that's Matama Bayo. So what's being included in Maga that wasn't mentioned by Ayo? That's a it must be including an Aver that does not have Basar Karoi. Lahala Sarucha means it would have been healed had it still been attached, right? So it doesn't have Basar Karoi. And ever since it doesn't have Basar Karoi, it's not Matama Bayo, but it's Matama B'maga. Oiba Mace, what's Mace? Mace is Matama Bayo. So what is this including? Must be Ze'Aver Aneklau Mina Mace. Must be, again, an Aver of a mace that doesn't have Basar Karoi and an Etzem Kaseira. So here is Rish Lakish's source. What is the Torah including in Maga that wasn't included in Ayo? You're going to have to find things that are not Ayo, because if they're Ayo, what do I need Maga for? If it's Matama B'Ayo, it's sure Matama B'Maga B'Basa. So what is this thing that we're including that is Matama B'Maga B'Masa and not Matama B'Ayo? Zok Rish Lakish, what is Etzem? What is mace? A whole etzem? Kisaira? I'm sorry. What is kalau? What is mace? Kalau? What? Aver min ha-mace? Aver min ha-chai? Included that in oil. Must be the kind of Aver that's not included in Ayil. That means it doesn't have Basar Karoi. Doesn't have Basar Karoi, it's Matama B'Magad. That's Rish Lakish's source. When he said that if it doesn't have an Etzem Kesaira, and it doesn't have Basar Kedem HaHalos HaRucha, it's still Matame B'Magad. Because what else is the Taira including? Now, we still have to figure out the rest of the Basar. What's Bekever? What's Bekever? Amar Rish Lakish, Zek Kever Shalifnei Adibor. This is a Kever before Matan Taira. Now, what that means exactly, we're going to see the rush in a minute, but here is Rish Lakish's source. You wanted to know where Rish Lakish is. That an Eber that doesn't have Basar Karoi, Matamba B'Maga, this is the source. He has a Pasuk. You look troubled.
That's
Same thing. Halal is Eber Menachai, and Mace is Eber Menamace. The Pasuk says, Negeya be'etzem oy bechalol oy bameis oy bakaper. It doesn't have an etzem kesayra. It's exactly what Rish Lakish is saying. It's a very small limb. No etzem kesayra and no basar kedei lahalas harucha. I said three times. Every time I thought this, I said it must have been a very small baby. I said that every time. I shouldn't say I said it every time. I said it many times. Maybe I didn't say it every time. Whatever it is. Now, what is this kever l'fnei adibor? Look, Zorash. I'm a kever. I know, but me, it's the first rush on the page. Amar Rish Lakish that kever l'fnei adibor. Shekaita matan Taira, from before matan Taira. What is this referring to? Dr. Rash, Taminim, Perik, Habai, Yavimtai. In the sixth parak of Yavamas, it says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Yechai, Kivrei, Ayvdekacham, Einem, Metamim. The graves of Gayim aren't Metamim. We don't know what that means yet. The Siv, the Etein, Tzayni, Tzay, Marisi. I will give my sheep, the sheep of my grazing, Adam, of people. Adam, Atam. So we say, Atam, Kuyim, Adam. Jews are called men. Non-Yidden are not referred to as Adam. So therefore, when the Torah says, Adam ki yamos b'ayil, Adam refers to a Yid. Parak frek de gemara v'aksiv kol hayrig nefesh v'chol negeya v'chol tizchato. When they went to fight Midian, it said whoever kills somebody has to have paraduma. That means they became tamei by Goyim. So how could you say that only Yidden are metamei when the Pasuk says even Goyim are metamei? That Machemes Midyan. Dr. Gemara, Mishani, Dilma Ittochad Mishrael. I have the word Mishrael, some people don't have the word Mishrael. Bottom line is maybe a Yid got killed in the war. Those people who touch that Yid have to be Mechato. So it says, Lechon Egeya, Be'etzem Mechavo, Tischato, means a Jewish person, not the Midyanim. The Midyanim were not Mechavo. That's the Gemara, yes. That's why we're still in the middle. Ravina Amar, Ravina says not that way. He says Nehidim Me'atinu Mitumis Ayo, Dichsev Adam Kiyamis Bayo, Mimagu Imasim Mimatinu. All it says is that the Goyim are not Metabe Bayo, but they are Metabe B'Magu B'Masim. Mashma Dileidich Shnuya, according to first Terence. The Itzchok Lishnuya Dilma Eitrochad Mishrael, that the Gemara had to say maybe he was a Jewish person, so I would have Magamasa Matinu. That even from Magamasa they were excluded. By the way, your Kasha, that Kwanim asked, and they said that when Elazar said this, is before the Anshe Mokhama came back and said, Lenivka Bimenuich. They said that later. Could be at the time he said it, he would say, if anybody touched a Jewish dead person, he would have to be Tizchato. And Eitrochanami, there wasn't at the end of the day. That would be the terrorist, they say. But this Mandiyamar says it's Metabe B'Magamasa, the other says not. Now, according to that Mandiyamar, what happens to a Goy Shekever that's before Matan Taira? What happens to people, non-Jews, that died before Matan Taira? Well, today, it's Rechach Elarabas Kever Shalifnei Adibur, a Kever before Matan Taira. The Abba Gavdalav Yisrael Ninu, Metabe B'Maga. Even though they're not Jewish, they are Matamba B'Maga. Because remember, according to the first Eretz, there's no difference Maga and Ayo. Because they said maybe you touched the Jew. Why did it say maybe you touched the guy like Ravina says? The answer is the first Eretz told there's no difference. So then, what happens to a guy that died before Matan Torah? That is Matame. The Rabbeinu Kra, and for Maga, the Kever Lefnei Adibur is Matame. That is the Gemara here, Kever Lefnei Adibur. According to Rabina, I don't know what he would do with the word kever. I don't know. We'll see in a minute. Maybe we won't see what it means, but we'll see. Now, this was a major problem for Yidden, this Chazal. I mentioned it a few times, that when they had the Bailiff's trial, for those who know, it was a blood libel, they accused the Yidden that they killed Goyim because they view Goyim not like humans. And they brought a raya. The Gemara says, Adam, 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 Kriyam, Adam, Reinom, Asylum, Kriyam, Adam. So that's why Jews kill Goyim for blood for matzah, right? Because they need the blood, and it's murder, it's not murder. So they answer that it's attributed to a bunch of Gedalims. I don't know which one is the one that said it. That the lawyer answered, based on what Gedalim told him to say, is that the Gemara means, Adam Atem, that when a Yid hears that another Yid died in India, if he hurts, he hurts. When a guy hears that a guy died in India, it makes very little impact on him. If other matam, Klal Yisrael is one man. We all feel connected. The connection of Klal Yisrael is other matam. Ve'enu Masraelim Kriyim Adam, they don't have that worldwide connection that you didn't have. That's what the answer they said in court was. Now we'll move on. That's just a historical antidote. Right.
What is before Ashkenazi?
A guy that died before Matan Torah.
Is he
Tomei
or not?
He is, the Maga, that's what it says.
And after?
But that was the Makloikis we just had.
Yeah, so after he's not.
It's Makloikis to Jerusalem.
Okay, so why was it different?
Because Matan Torah changed things.
That's about the boy?
Again, before Matan Torah, we were not Jewish. I don't want to get involved in this. Let's just assume we weren't Jewish. And we became Jewish, so the Goyim became Goyim. Beforehand, we were all the same. I just put my foot into my mouth, but it's okay. I didn't say that.
So the others, what are they?
As I just said, I'm not going there. Okay? For Rabbi Noah, now, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says Rabbi Noah went and marked off the Maris of Machpelah so Kahanim should know where not to go. So I have a Mitzayim, Maris, and Machpelah, but Perichetzah Sabbatim, third Perich of Baba Basra. So why in the world did he do it? If they're not Matama Bayo, this is even before Matan Torah, it's only from Magda, nobody's touching Avraham Avinu. Why was he Mitzayim, Maris, and Machpelah? Sabbath Rabban under Reb Shimon, the Beperich commented by a cousin, I mean, the name Mitzayim and Al-Kavish and Matama Bayo. You don't make marks only on a carriage of Matamba Baya. We're not afraid that people are going to touch Mason that are buried. We're afraid they'll be over them. So why was Reb Noah doing it? Because he holds like Rabbana, then Glaim are Matamba. It was only Reb Shimon Yechai that said Glaim are not Matamba. Ritzvah, Yaimer, the Shabra Kuyim Adam, that those people were Adam. They are Matamba Baya. The Adam, Harishan, Vavram, Adam, Hagadl, Barakim. Adam excludes all Gayim. But not Avraham Avinu and not Adam Arishim. Therefore, he was Messiah Maris HaMakpelah, because you have there Adam. They were Adam always, and therefore they're Matamba Bayo. That's why Rabbi Noah was Messiah the Maris HaMakpelah. Look to Gemara Vayter. Frank to Gemara. So what's Rabbi Yechon to do? Chayre Shlakish has a source of a pasuk. How does Rabbi Yechon ignore that source? Dr. Gemara of Rabbi Yechon and Amarlach. That's how the Bach is gairus. La'olam de isbei. The pasuk is talking about there is basur kadei lahalas arucha. So the question becomes, what do I need it for? It's matama bayo. The ene inyan lemagoi. I don't need it for maga. Kadeu inyan lemasoi. I need it for masa. Meaning, etam kaseira. Etam kaseira. Is it Matamba B'masa or not? The pasuk says Nageya. Right? So what is it? How do we know it's Matamba B'masa? From the extra words, B'cholo le'bemeis. That tells me that an Etzem Kesayra is Matamba B'masa. Now, I don't know why you need two psukim for that. Mechayr, you should only need one pasuk for that. I don't have the answer for that. But he's saying that these psukim are not coming to tell me that less than an etzem kesira and less than a basar karoy is metaba b'magda. There's no such thing. What are the psukim coming to tell me? That etzem kesira is metaba b'masa also, not only b'magda. Now let me just explain what masa is. Masa is, here, I have a box of tissues, and I put my pen on the box of tissues, and I pick up the box of tissues. I am carrying my pen, and I'm not touching it. Is etzem kesira metaba that way? I need a pasuk to tell me it's metaba b'masa. That's what he learned from those psukim. Now, again, there's two of them. Cholo and mace. I don't know what he does with both of them. I don't know. Zamter Rash.
Masa would be a kama chomer for the margo.
Well,
maybe if you...
Yes, it would, but it doesn't make a difference.
Maybe if you're carrying it, aren't you touching it?
I can see you're not here. I can't give you a physical example. If I put my pen on top of the box of tissues, and I pick up the box of tissues, am I touching my pen?
No.
Am I carrying my pen?
Directly.
See, yes. That's what happens. You're not here in prison. You would have seen this exhibit that I put on.
I get the full visual effect. I hear. Okay.
We should arrange a Zoom here at night and daf. I have Zoom, which means people can sit on their couch and drink coffee and watch daf. It's more interesting than other shows. They watch daf and learn daf on Zoom. If we had one in the morning, people could sit and drink their coffee and watch their show. You know what I mean? But yeah, but at this point, we only have a phone, so people have to, what? Zag derash, Rafilach Rachman and Rabbi Akiva Davi Ivor Shalom, that's Rish Lakish. And Rabbi Akiva says, Ain't in your Lamaga to in your Lamas. So it's Sarachi in the Rish Lakish, Minole, that's from Kasari Matam de Bamasa. We don't know how Rish Lakish would know that. Also, the Taisis asked on the Gemara, how does Rabbi Akiva deal with the Brisa? The Brisa says, Cholo, Ze'eber Menachai, Meis, Ze'eber Menameis. Rish Lakish is saying it's going on Etzem Kesira. So why did the Braisa bring in Eber Menachai and Eber Menameis? That's not the point. Wait, the Biachel, there's nothing special about Eber Menachai and Eber Menameis. It's Etzem Kesira. So why did the Braisa say so? So Tyson's wife shared that as well. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Umazra B'Shlishu B'Shri. Let's go back to the Mishnah. To understand the next Gemara, we must read the Mishnah, because without reading the Mishnah, we're trying to, like, I don't know what. Okay, it's the last two lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al Elu Anazir Megalayach, on the tumas we listed, Anazir has to take a haircut. Umazra B'Shlishu B'Shri, and since these are tumas mace, he has to have paraduma sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7. The Saisir is a Kaidman, and it undoes his original Naziris. He's got to start again from day one. The Ainam Maskol of Nice, Ella. Now, there's two ways to read this. We had a Machlaikas earlier in the Masechta. When does this Nazir start counting his new Naziris? Day 7 or day 8? Does he have to just go to the mikvah on day 7? He's going to bring his kabbalas tomorrow, but he can start Naziris right now. Or does he have to wait till after he brings his kabbalas? We had this Machlaikas back. We had a bunch of shittas. There were 4 different opinions, but we're dealing with 2 of them. Does he have to wait till day 8 and bring his carbon? Or can he start on day 7? Depends how you read the next line, which way the mission is going. Is Eina Maschulimnes Elachi Tar, period. He starts when he becomes Tar, which is day 7. Maybe it's coming day 7, day 8. Nothing to do with the count.
Which is day
2 of his new count. If you read it this way, you start Yitar. Yitar happens on day 7. And then he starts day 7. That is day 1. And the next day he brings his carbon. Nothing to do with his count. Or is the Mishnah saying he doesn't start till he becomes Tar and brings his carbonus? Is there an and or is there a period? When it says Achitar or maybe it's Karbonaisav, did it mean Achitar, period? That's when he starts, and maybe it's Karbonaisav is a new sentence? Or no, it doesn't start till A and B. Zakti Gemara. Ibayilo. They had a Shaila, how to read the Mishnah. Hadik Tani Achitar, Bishvikoi, It means the seventh day, Adavid Harav Shemesh, till the sun sets on the seventh day. Umani, and who is this like Rabbi Elazar, who says you can start right after Harav Shemesh? You don't have to wait through Kabbalahs. Aduma Mishmini, he's going on the eighth day. Umayachi, Tarachi, Yom Kabbalahsav, Umani Rabbananhi, that say you have to wait till after Karban. Is it and, or is it a new sentence? Tashma. In the next Mishnah, it's going to talk about things that the Nazir doesn't have to redo Naziris. But he becomes Tami for 7 days. But he doesn't have to redo Naziris. So there the Mishnah says, at the end, he starts counting right away. What does right away mean? Day 7. Because there's no Kabbalahs to bring. Now, the way the Mishnah words it there and the Mishnah words it here is different. Here it says, Achi Toyer. Or maybe it's coming right up. There it says, Maschu Miyad. If it meant day 7, why didn't it say Miyad in our Mishnah? Let it say Maschu, actually Maschu Mayna Miyad, and maybe it's coming right up the next day. The change of language indicates, Horesha Mayachi Tarach Yubba Kabbalah. By changing the language, where in the next Mishnah, where you don't have to bring Kabbalah, it says start right away, and in this Mishnah it doesn't say start right away, that means you don't start right away. You have to wait till the Kabbalahs. Umani Rabbanani, Dami Nazir is Tarach, meaning Lechaila, going like Rabbanan that say the Nazir is Tarach, not Chal till the eighth day. Rashi took the rush. Ashi Tarach, the Ktali Bezai, Akan Son Pila. Umani Rabbanani, Dami Nazir is Tarach, meaning Lechaila, 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 Dami Nazir is Tarach, you have to wait till the night. The Russians say, you don't wait till the night, and therefore, I have a memo here that says, you don't have to wait till the night, you don't start on day 7. So, give it a day for, on day 7, you had to quarantine. You went to day 4, you didn't start right away. You don't need the power of
the air. I apologize for the same thing. I wish you were able to come to me that again.
Somebody's talking.
It's all garbled again. Rebbe, it's all garbled again. We can't hear you. You guys still there?
Okay, I'm back. How does it sound now?
Fine.
Much better. Much
perfect.
Better.
Perfect.
Okay. So, the last rush. I don't remember chas amay shnayim avos kabbalayt of the money rebbe. I don't remember kiddush yisrael shabayim ahu biyayim avos kabbalayt of on the eighth day. Zok the mishnah weiter. Avol. This is a continuation mishnah, but the following tumas don't need him to start the Naziris over again. And they are, and the rush does not explain this Mishnah. So all explanations that will be done, I can't help, there's no rush. But Haskochois v'haprois, the Gemara is going to explain, these are branches that are over the street. Now, I spoke at last time a different shot than the rush in the Gemara is going to say. So let me first say what they are, and then we'll talk about the two different shatim. Haschokhois v'haprois. One is branches that extend, and one is stones that extend. From a building, stones extend out. Now, we learned last time, because I didn't have rush, I learned by the Rishayim that explained that none of them have a tefach. So when you're walking under them, biblically speaking, you're tar, because there's no oil. One of them has a mace under them. We know for sure that under one of the branches or under one of the stones, there's a mace. And if we knew, and if there was a tefach on top, there would be an eye hole. And if the guy walks through the whole series of branches, he would become Tameh.
Tefach meaning
airspeed? What was Tefach? No, the Ayo has to be wide at Tefach. To be an Ayo,
the width
of the branch, in order to be an Ayo, has to be a Tefach. I explained it last time, for those who remember, that it's not a Tefach wide. That's why it's a Tumah d'Rabbanan, not a Tumah d'Oraisa. That's what I explained last time. The Rush in the Gemara will explain not that way. It is a Tefach wide. And really, when a guy walks through one of them, or two of them, he should be a Safek Tumah. But he might have walked under the one that has the mace. We know for sure there's a mace here. But this is a Safek Tumah b'shul Sarabim. There's a halacha l'maaseh Mishnah, we learned that from Saita, I'm not going to get involved in that, that a Safek Tumah that happens in a public area is tar. And this is the Tumah that happens in a public area. So biblically, you're tar. Rabbanan came over Machmer. So again, bottom line is, these are Tumah Rabbanans. The Rush explains it. There is an oil Tefach. One of them definitely is Metameh. We don't know which one. The guy walks through one of them. If he walks through all of them, he would be Tameh. He walks through one of them. But he doesn't know if this is the one that had the mace. That's called a Safek Tumah. A Safek Tumah, Bishul Sarabim, which means in a public area, is Halacha L'maaseh Mishnah, that he's Tahor. But Rabbanan came along, and we're Machmer. So Schachrites and Brides are both Tumah Rabbanan. Yes, Doctor.
The way you're saying it, do you mark different from the two pathways? Where one pathway has a barai, and but the person goes one pathway, doesn't know which.
Yeah, I know. I know the case you're referring to.
I think it's not that,
but it's similar, but here to Rabbanan were Machmer.
Right, that's exactly the point. Why are they Machmer here and not here?
I don't know. Right. Well, Beis HaPras is also Rabbinic Tumah. A Beis HaPras is a field that somebody plowed a grave, and they're bone fragments. But we don't know if there are or aren't. And biblically speaking, they can't worry about it. Came to Rabbanan and said that 100 amas in each direction or 50 in each direction? 50 in each direction. From where the grave was, is rabbinically tameh. But there might be a bone fragment there, and the guy might move it as he walks. And that's Matama B'masa, or B'maga, depending what he touched it with. That's a Beis HaPras. For Eretz Amim, there's a rabbinic tumah on Chutz Laretz. A guy walks into Chutz Laretz. Why that happens, we'll see in the Gemara. It's a rabbinic tumah. These are rabbinic tumahs. The first four things we mentioned here, Schachos, Prasos, Beis HaPras, Eretz Amim, are rabbinic tumahs. That's why the Nazir does Megaleach. Because remember, you know what you do when you do Nazir's Megaleach? Very nice, you're being strict on him, but he has to bring a carbon at the end. He can't bring a carbon at the end. Biblically, nothing happens to him. Now, Hagailu v'adayfek, machloikis v'shayinim, what it means. But this is a Tumah d'Oraisa. But these are the Tumah d'Oraisas that we don't make a Nazir be Megaleach on. And Gailu v'adayfek, Rashi learns, means the sides of the casket and the top of the casket. They are metameh. But a nazir is not megaleach. It's halacha l'maaseh Mishnah. So obviously it must be that it's above ground. Because if it would be underground, you would never have a guy over the
defect.
Touching it, walking on it.
If he's walking on it,
he's not really. If it's a tabak between, it's not an aisle. It's not a keratosum, so it's not an aisle.
If he's walking on top, he can walk directly above the
name. But if there's a tefach in between, we don't say Tumah Ritzutza. Okay, so that's right. Now, again. Fine. Tysus learns that it's the matseva and the stones that support the matseva. That's what Tysus learns, Gailu v'Dayfek is. I don't know how Lachal Amaita, nobody should ask me, but Gailu v'Dayfek are tumas that a nazir is not megaleach. And by the way, I'll introduce the following rule, that a kayin does not have to stay away from any tumah that a nazir is not megaleach on. When a kayin has to stay away from tumas meis, he only has to stay away from tumas meis that a nazir is megaleach. He'll become tameh, but he didn't violate his halav of a kayin not becoming tameh to a meis. He's only warned not to become tameh to a meis that a nazir would be megaleach on.
He goes to his forest, less than 4 hours away from the Cortez's the volume is. He's not
Metama. He's not Metama. He's not over the law.
That's okay.
Yeah, but Midrabanan, he's not allowed to go. Right. Revere's Dam. Now, Revere's Dam is Metama Bayo. But another is not Megalaya. Halacha L'maisha Mesinai. V'ayo v'raivat Thomas. The way Titus is Gairus, and the Rush doesn't have a gear to hear, so I can't say Rush, is an ayo over a quarter kava v'atamas. A quarter of Kaaba Batzamas is Matama Bayol. But a Nazir is not Megaleach on an oil over a quarter of a Kaaba. He is Matama B'maga B'masa. We had that before, that if it's ground up, he's Matama if he touches it or not. But if he's just in a room with a Rai Batzamas, he won't become Megaleach. He becomes Tame. A Rai Batzamas is Matame everybody. The Nazir will become Tame, but he won't have to start counting again. It's not Saiser, he doesn't have to bring Kurbanas. He can keep on going. These are halacha l'maisim Sinai. And the next thing are kelim hanoigim b'meis. Kelim that touch a mace. It's tame. It's metame the person. Right? It's metame the person. The Gemara will discuss this. Will it or won't it? The Gemara, we'll leave it for the Gemara. But pashtas, the simple way of learning in the Gemara is going to change this maybe, but is that a keli touched a mace, the person becomes a rishon l'tumah, and he doesn't need, he's tummy for one day, but it doesn't, he's tummy mace. He's a rishon l'tumah. He's tummy one day, he doesn't have to start counting again. Again, not a metal, we're going to get involved what kind of keli it is in the Gemara. So let's leave it for the Gemara. What? It touched a mace. Well, it depends. Is it Avi Avais? Is it an Av? Depending on what material it's made out of. I don't want to go there now. Hi, I'm in the middle of the show. What do they predict? I would advise everybody to start an hour later so we can call and see what happens. That push it off and we'll let them know. We'll push everything off an hour. The girls' school, I can't talk to the boys' school. An hour? That's what I would advise. I can't call school off yet. There's nothing on the ground. But if it gets... Fine. Okay, so that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do. I don't want to cancel school now. There's nothing out there in that. Yeah, well, you might have to dismiss early. That's a fact, depending on how bad it gets. Okay, fine. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, the all transportation canceled. All the buses. They canceled, so it makes it harder for any school that wants to stay open. Okay, I'm sorry, that's part of my job of Barakana. Why this is Barakana, I'm not sure, but that's what it happened. The girls' department is mine. Okay, my turn. Okay, now we, Kalem and Aigim Amaze, simply put, is a recent Matama. Again, the Gemara's going to get involved. So he's only Tummy one day, it doesn't take a pay as Naziris. He becomes Tummy, goes to the mikvah, and he continues counting. B'mei Sifrai u'b'mei Gamrai. And that is a Metzaira. A Metzaira that in the 7 days that he's between his beginning of the Tara and the end of the Tara is called B'mei Sifrai. U'b'mei Gamrai, what is B'mei Gamrai? B'mei Gamrai, I don't want to mistranslate it. B'mei Gamrai is... Doesn't say. Look here. Doesn't say. What does he translate? B'mei Gamrai.
Confirmed Taras.
During the days, he's a Mukhlet, right? He's a Mukhlet. He's a Tamei Mukhlet. He's confirmed days of Taras. He's Tamei. It doesn't count to his Naziris, but it doesn't undo his Naziris. Al Eilu Ein Alazim Megaleach. Right. Umazim B'Shlishu B'Shvi is not going on the Torah. Matsari doesn't have to do Azar, but the rest of them, he does have to do Azar, Shlishu, Shvi. Ve'ena Saisar Sakaitim, and he doesn't have to redo the beginning. And as soon as he becomes Torah, that day he can start counting. But carbon, anyway, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Carbon is only for Nazirah, that's Saisar. This is not Saisar. Ve'emes Amru, and in truth they said, that's a way of saying, Halakhla Maitre Mitzinai. Yemei Hazav Hazava, let's take that separately. A guy, a Nazir becomes a Zav. He's coming for 7 days. But it counts towards his Naziris. It's not like Taras, that there is a hold. He can't count the towards, it doesn't undo. Zav and Zav count towards Naziris. And Yemei Hazgeroi So Metzaira, a Metzaira Musgar. There are two levels Taras. There's a level of Taras that the Kayan locks him up for 7 days. Locks him up means puts him aside. Doesn't have to lock him in a room. He just puts him aside for 7 days. And then there's a level of mukhlat that the Kayan says you're a definite level, higher level Mitzayra. Hezger doesn't, can count his days towards Saras. Hechret cannot. So during the days of his Hezger, it counts towards his Nazir. During the days of his mukhlat, it takes a break, doesn't count two, and doesn't undo the old one. Hare'elu Eilalai, they count towards the Nazir. That's what the Mishnah says. Zakti Gemara Ve'elu Heina Schochais. What are Schochais? Hamesa Chalaris, a tree that's over the ground. And Price, Hayaitzim in a Geder. Stones that come out of the Geder. Now we can do the Rush. There's a Rush on the Mishnah. I have it on the Amid Beis. And there's Rush on the Gemara.
It says Rabbi Vaya Matsura, they do count, no? Hara Elu Olano?
It's which level Matsira? There are two levels of Tsaras. The Matsira that's locked up, and then the Matsira that's definitely a Matsira.
Mukhla. Mm-hmm.
Two different levels. And the mistake that everybody makes is they think Matsira Musgar is a suffix. We wait to see what happens. That's not true. Matsira Musgar is a definite Matsira. He's Matamabayo, all the things of Matsira. However, he has different halachas than a Matsira Mukhlat. But they're both definite Matsiras. So I like to use the word, I hate to use the word definite on Mukhlat. Musgar is also definite, but a lower level definite. And Mukhlat is a higher level. Sorry? So I know, Mukhlat. Okay, again. Ve'ein Esaisris HaKaidma Ve'ein Eiluloi. Koyakol Harakta Masnissim. V'tamar Rav Meisha Me'ivra. Now, Rav Meisha Me'ivra, you don't have this rush? Maybe not. Maybe this is from the Shita. It's from the Shita. I will read it. Not responsible for it on the test, because those who don't have the Shita don't have it, but I'll read it. Right. You don't have the last rush that I have here. I have an extra rush that comes from the Shita Mukubetas. V'tamar Rav Meisha Me'ivra. Hanagei Bekelim Shinagu B'meis. He's only coming for 1 day. He goes to the mikveh. Why can't he count that day? He should be able to count the very day he became tamei. He touched the keli, he touched the mace. The keli is an av, he's a rishon. A rishon is tamei for 1 day. He goes to the mikveh. He should be able to start counting. That very day he can continue to count. Why do we say he starts to count tomorrow? He should count the day that day. He's going to the mikveh the very day he becomes tamei. No, well, I'm not putting an Erev Shabbat. We said that before. So, in fact, the Rosh, 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 in fact, the seventh day, if he became Tommy from a quarter of a Kav, starts counting. He doesn't have to bring Kabbalahs. Yes, but Chalik, the Yom, Shinit, Mabai, Lai, Bistab, the Yala. Look, the Rosh, the day you become Tommy, we don't want to count. You don't count the day you became Tameh, even though you become Torah the same day. That day doesn't count. Okay? Those who don't have the sheets of the Rosh, we're not going to worry about it. We go next. Ilan HaMetech HaLaret. Of enough of Mugdalim, the branches are separate. But yes, Megzayas Meis Tachas Echad Min Anodim. And there's Megzayas Meis under one of the branches. Then you do a Tachas Eis, I don't know after which one. The Chaim Price. Avonim HaBoltus Min Agedar. Stones that stick out from a fence. But yes, Megzayas Min HaMeis Tachas Echad Min. And there's Exias and a mace under one of them. Then you do a Takas Eisai. And I don't know under which one. Umayri Shein Rechob is Tefach. It is a Tefach of Ayob. The one who walks through under the, all of them is Tamei. There is airspace in between them. The Nazir went under one of them. The Yirali, the Ma'iri Sheil and Aimer B'Shusarabim, must be in the B'Shusarabim. The Chayin Avonim Boltus B'Shusarabim. The Safik Tumah B'Shusarabim Tar. Which if not, he's Tumah biblically. Dr. Rush is talking about a case that is in B'Shusarabim. And Safik Tumah B'Shusarabim is Tar. The Chachamim Gazu Aluf Tumah. So it's only a rabbinic tum, I'm sorry.
What is
there's airspace between the branches. They're not continuous. Everybody's having a wonderful, great day. And I hope to be back tomorrow.